Hello everyone, and welcome to today's Christmas reflection, in which we will consider the silence of Zechariah in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 25. And in so doing, we will see if there's something for us to learn about how to listen when faith feels hard. For those who don't know Zechariah's story, or even who he was, let me say that Zechariah was a priest who served in the Temple of Jerusalem during the reign of King Herod of Judea. We know from historical records that there were around 20,000 priests who were divided into 24 divisions, serving on a rota basis, with each division serving 2 weeks each year. The priest had various responsibilities, including the offering of sacrifices and generally looking after the temple. But when it came to offering the incense, a priest could only do this once in his lifetime. Further, he was chosen by lot, which meant that there were many who would never have the opportunity to do this. Zechariah was one of the few to participate in this honoured ministry. So, it's on that special day when our story opens. Luke, the author of our narrative, begins by underlining that Zechariah and his wife, Elizabeth, were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. That, however, did not preclude them from struggles in life, as Luke goes on to say, but they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. But getting back to Zechariah on duty, imagine the scene. Zechariah takes burning coals from the bronze altar of sacrifice outside. Next, using a shovel or a censer, he places those coals on the golden incense altar, adding the specially prepared incense with all its spices to the coals. And then, just as he stands to the right of the altar of incense, an angel of the Lord appears to him, and Zechariah is instantly gripped with fear. What the angel speaks next changes history. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you're to call him John. The angel's prophecy goes on to proclaim that this unexpected child will be none other than a forerunner for the coming Messiah. It's all too much for Zechariah to take in, and so he asks the angel, how can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well on in years. It seems that his question, which might appear very reasonable to us, was not altogether well received. And so he is told by the heavenly messenger that he'll be unable to speak until the day the prophecy will be fulfilled, and all because he did not believe the angel's words. As someone has said, Zechariah and Elizabeth's ages spoke more loudly than God's promises. During the months that followed, unable to verbally express the thoughts of his inner world, no doubt Zechariah had plenty of opportunity to reflect. While his imposed silence is often regarded as a punishment for unbelief, it is nonetheless possible that Zechariah eventually came to see it as a gift, as in his silence he would have learned to listen and to marvel at God's ways. The weeks rolled by, his wife conceived, and the child grew within her. And with the fulfillment of prophecy happening before his eyes, Zechariah became increasingly prepared for the birth of his son. So, when the baby arrived and there was debate about his name, his father unhesitatingly wrote on the tablet the four words as instructed by the angel. His name is John. And at that very point of his full alignment with God's purposes, Zechariah regained his speech and began to prophesy. So what can we learn to help us in our own faith struggles? For some, there have been times when God spoke a personal prophetic word to us, the fulfillment of which seemed impossible or at best, unlikely. Nonetheless, the conviction that this word was from him gave rise to a level of faith in our hearts, an expectation that one day the word would come to pass. But what about when we don't have a clear word? I remember a friend saying years ago, "I only wish that God would speak to me. I'd find things so much easier with a word to hold on to." How do we learn to listen when faith feels hard? In 2021, I returned unexpectedly from Mozambique after living there for the previous 7 years. I had no home to go to and no notion of what would happen next. After all, my plan was to remain in Africa at least until I retired. The only way forward for me was to sit every morning with my feelings of confusion and lostness, asking God for direction until it came, which was not until half a year later. If anything, I would suggest that a key is to be found in the very name John. Derived from the Hebrew Yohanan, meaning God is gracious, we can see in today's narrative how this was a clear indicator of God's kindness, not only to Zechariah and his wife, in fulfilling what was almost certainly their greatest heart's desire, but also his kindness to the whole of humankind, including you and me. I'm deeply impacted by Hebrews 11 verse 27, which, speaking of Moses leading the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, says that Moses feared not the wrath of the king, for he endured by seeing him who is invisible. This, for me, is a true essence of faith. Whatever our struggles this Christmas time, may we, like Moses and Zechariah, endeavour to both see and hear, believing in the one whose heart is gracious and kind towards us, and who, in time, will reveal his own plan about how to see us through. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your word and for your promises to us. We thank you that your heart is kind and your love is gracious. Help us this Christmas and always to draw near to you so that we may indeed hear your voice. Strengthen our faith even when situations seem impossible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wish a very blessed Christmas to you all.